In this gospel passage of the disciples in the boat with Jesus on the rough seas, we can see ourselves. We can see ourselves in the boat of our life, tossed on the seas of the world that sometimes are turned into a great squall, tossing our boat from side to side. And when we are in this situation, we long to find stability. We long to find safety. Where do we turn when we encounter the storms of life? I think we will all agree that we are on the tail end of a 15-month storm. Around us, we see so many positive, wonderful signs. On July 1st, the state of emergency is ending in our state. Next Sunday is the end of the general dispensation from the Sunday Mass obligation. Beginning next Sunday, Catholics will once again be expected to attend Mass on Sundays and holy days of obligation if they are physically well to do that and physically capable. We're seeing so many wonderful signs, but we want to take a second to think about the lessons we've learned over these 15 months. Where did we turn during the worst part of the storm of the pandemic? Did we turn to God? Or were we maybe like the disciples in the boat who said to Jesus, "Don't you care because we're perishing?" Maybe the storm of the pandemic has blown you off course. Maybe you found it hard to get back into the habit of coming to Mass on a regular basis. Every weekend, someone comes up to me and says, "Father, this is my first weekend back. It's so great to be back." If today is your first weekend back in church, welcome home. We're happy that you're here. Maybe if you are having trouble getting back into the habit of coming to Mass regularly, you might make a special resolution to do that. The pandemic could have blown you off course on your spiritual life. The pandemic may have blown you back on course, though. So many people are coming forward and looking for their spiritual guides. They're looking to come back to church. So maybe if the pandemic has brought you back here, welcome home as well. There are storms that will come into our lives, but we have to know how to handle them. We have to know where to look. And I'd like to suggest for us three places to look in the midst of the storms that come into our lives. And the first place is prayer. Prayer is the lighthouse in the storms of life. The lighthouse helps the ship to navigate, and prayer helps us to navigate the rough seas of life. Jesus tells the disciples in the gospel today, he asks them, "Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith?" Faith is enkindled through prayer. Faith is a gift that God gives to us. He gives it to each and every one of us in our baptism. It's called a theological virtue. It's implanted in us at our baptisms. So we all have it. But faith is something that needs to be enkindled, needs to be fed and grown. And prayer is how we do that. And specifically, we need a routine of prayer to provide stability, so that when the wind blows and the sea is rough, we can go to that routine to find strength. Perhaps you might think about your personal routine of prayer. There's so many ways that we can pray. There's the rosary. It's a very effective prayer to meditate on the life of Jesus and his mother. There's Eucharistic adoration, when we come into the presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. There's the prayerful reading of Scripture, maybe meditating on the Sunday Gospel before coming to Mass. And then There's just having a conversation, speaking to God as if you would talk to one of your friends. This routine of prayer is something we all need to have, and maybe something that we can rediscover in our lives. The second place we look for stability during the storms of life is in the parish community. I think the last 15 months have taught us how important community is. That as human beings, we need it. And the parish can provide it. Some of you may remember a time when the parish was the center of your community life. You went to school there. You socialized with people from the parish. Everyone you knew was practically from the parish. Well, those days don't exist anymore. But the parish can still be a place where we feel like we belong, a place where we feel like we have a home. And unfortunately, so many people can say that the parish to them seems anonymous, that I'm anonymous in this big community. Well, we try to make the big community small in various ways. There's so many groups where we can travel with other people on life, on the Christian life, and make the parish small. For the women, there's Walking with Purpose. For the men, Mark's Men. There's so many Bible studies and youth group for our middle school and high school students. All of those are ways that make the larger community small. And one of the central ways we do that is through the program called Alpha. And I'd just like to share with you a little story about Alpha. On Friday morning, I had a funeral mass for a parishioner, wonderful, faith-filled woman, been Catholic her entire life. And a few years ago, a parishioner suggested that she should attend Alpha. And you know, that experience transformed her faith. Not because she didn't believe, but because Alpha gave her a community in which she could share her faith with others, in which the larger parish could become small. And you know, there were many members of her Alpha group at her funeral mass the other day. We want to be known. We want to belong. But we also have to make ourselves known in the community as well. And the final source of stability in the storms of life, and perhaps, well, certainly the most important, is the Holy Eucharist. Notice, where was Jesus in the storm? He was there with them. He was already in the boat. Well, Jesus is already with us in the Blessed Sacrament, in his body and blood, in Holy Communion. And he comes to us as our food, and he's here in the church for us to adore, to be in his presence. This red candle here next to the tabernacle, if you've ever noticed, it's always lit. And that red candle signifies the presence of Jesus in the tabernacle. So that whatever Catholic church you go into all over the world, when you find that red candle, it means that Jesus is there. So we can come into the presence of Jesus and know that he's here in the midst of the storm. He's already with us. And in this year of the Eucharist that we're celebrating in the Archdiocese, we want to renew and re-enkindle that faith, our belief in the presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. On this Father's Day, we remember that our fathers are indispensable models in the ways of faith for their children. I would encourage all of the fathers here today, fathers, grandfathers, to teach your children and grandchildren to love prayer, to be part of a parish community, to make themselves known, and to love the presence of Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. It may come as a surprise to you to learn that back in my day, I received a few lectures from my father. But you know, I don't remember the content of those lectures. What I remember is the example of faith that my father and my mother set within our house. the importance of faith and modeling the practice of the faith. Your children, young and not so young, will see you and they will learn from your example. My friends, storms will come into our lives. That is an inevitable fact. When they do come, remember that Jesus is already with you. Call out to him in prayer. Find him in the Eucharist and in the Christian community. And then truly the words of Psalm 107 that we sang today can be on our lips. They rejoiced that they were calmed, and he brought them to their desired haven. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his kindness and his wondrous deeds to the children of men.